Let's talk some NFL football. Aaron Nagler covers the NFL for Bleacher Report. First, Aaron, your reaction to the news of the day that just broke with these Saints players being reinstated.
Well, you guys did a great job of covering it this time. Well done. You hit all the nooks and crannies, save for one. Roger, this ball, in essence, goes back into Roger Goodell's court. He still has, quote unquote, the power to suspend these players, but with the, you know, the three-person panel basically states in their four-page release here, they basically said, you've got to produce some evidence of intent to injure. It's not enough to say you've got witnesses saying X, Y, and Z. You need to produce some evidence on these guys. In the meantime, they will be able to play week one. Obviously, Anthony Hargrove is without a team, but Scott Fujita, Will Smith, they'll be able to go for their respective teams, for the Browns and the Saints. Which is a monster win for the Players Association.
Now, those players can go in week one, but they haven't been in camp or been training, right? So that might be a little bit of a reach to get them up and ready to play.
Well, they were in camp.
Oh, they were in camp, okay.
Yeah, they were in camp. Once the regular, so quote-unquote regular season schedule started for teams, that was when they were.
Okay, so they, you know, they were in preseason.
Out, so
all right.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be an issue.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's pretty interesting that these guys are going to get to play, because one of the things that I had thought about the Saints, that they take a huge step back this year. I thought week one would be very interesting for them, but as far as that division goes, most people like the Falcons there. Some are trying to get those sleepers with the Panthers or the Bucks. How do you feel about the NFC South, Aaron?
Well, I picked the Saints regardless of all the hoopla, just because Drew Brees is that good. That offense is not going to miss much of a beat, even without Sean Payton. Scott Carmichael, the offensive coordinator, Andrew Brees will be having that thing humming along just fine. As for the defense, I think it's an upgrade getting Steve Spagnuolo in there for Greg Williams. He's a much better defensive coordinator. I tend to think it'll be a bit for them to gel on defense, but that won't matter because their offense is going to be scoring so many points every week. I do like the Falcons. I think they are going to open it up a little bit more this year. You've seen that in the preseason. They definitely want to. My big concern there is their ability to protect Matt Ryan. You saw it in the preseason. That offensive line, you know, 2 years ago they let like three starters go. They've been hit and miss since then. I just question their ability to keep him upright throughout the 16-game season. And I love the Panthers. I love Cam Newton. I think they're an exciting up-and-coming team. But even with the addition of Luke Kuechly on defense, who I think is a legitimate, you know, he has a legitimate chance to be a Defensive Rookie of the Year nominee, I think they still have the same problems up front on the defensive line. Teams are going to be able to take advantage of that. I think the Panthers are a year away, and I love what the Bucs have done. I absolutely like Greg Schiano, everything he's done as far as, you know, instilling a new mindset in that team. I think Doug Martin is going to be a star in this league. But again, it's a big jump to make from where they were last year. I think they will be a tough out for a lot of teams, but I still think they're a year away from seriously contending for the division.
Aaron Nagler with us from Bleacher Report. Aaron, when we look at these five starting rookie quarterbacks, has Russell Wilson narrowed the gap between the big two? Of course, Andrew Luck and RG3 at the top of the leaderboard when it comes to those young quarterbacks, but he's had a pretty exciting preseason.
Absolutely, and no question he has. I mean, in a lot of people's eyes. If only enough coming, you know, out of the kind of whole draft process, I said he was the third best quarterback in the class. I don't think he's done anything to dispel that notion. I think a lot of people keep being surprised by him. But if you look at his history, since he kind of gave up the whole idea about playing baseball and focused on football, here's a kid who has just overcome every obstacle put in his way. He has done nothing but play at the highest level wherever he's been, and I think that's going to continue in the NFL. I really like the Seahawks this year. As far as some of the other, you know, rookie quarterbacks, I think Andrew Luck is as advertised. He's as good a prospect as we've seen come into the NFL in a long, long time, and I think he's going to be very good for a long, long time. You know, you just question about how much they can get done on offense this year with a lot of new parts. A lot of young parts.
Yeah, but, new staff.
New staff, new systems, everything. But they are going to be exciting to watch. I have no doubt about that, just because Luck is that talented. It should be a lot of fun, as should RG3. I think he's going to throw the ball around a lot. Shanahan's going to have him moving outside the pocket. It's going to be exciting to watch regardless of the wins and losses.
Yeah, three games this weekend that feature playoff teams from last year, and I think pretty big matchups. I know you know a ton about the Packers. Packers taking on the 49ers. I think everybody thought they'd see that in the NFC Championship last season. You've got the Sunday Night Football game with the Broncos-Steelers matchup of the playoffs last year, of course, with a different twist with Manning at quarterback. And then Monday night, the Ravens and the Bengals. Could you give me your thoughts on three games?
Yeah, well, funny enough, I just wrote up the 49ers and the Packers game as my game of the week. I think that's going to be – obviously, the big ticket there is the Packers offense versus the 49ers defense. That's what people really are excited to see because those are the two probably the best, you know, in at the respective jobs in the league. I think the Packers just make one more play at the end. It's in Lambeau, week one. McCarthy's team is always do well week one coming out of the gate. But I think the 49ers will surprise a lot of people on offense. I think Alex Smith will have a good day. But ultimately, it'll be a close game, but I think the Packers make one more play. As for the Steelers and the Broncos, I think this is a shootout waiting to happen. I think people will be surprised a little bit by how good the Steelers look on offense, especially since, you know, we spent the whole preseason kind of – people have been nitpicking the whole Ben Roethlisberger-Todd Haley relationship. I think that's really overblown. I think they're going to come out six guns a-blazing, and it's going to be, you know, a shootout to the end. But I think ultimately Peyton Manning and the Broncos take that one. And then the Monday night, the Ravens-Cincinnati game, that'll be a hard-hitting affair. But I still don't see – a lot of people that I know, especially some guys at Bleacher Report, my colleague Matt Miller, are kind of jumping on the Bengals bandwagon. And I think they are an improved team. And I do like – you know, I love A.J. Green as a player. I think Andy Dalton's a great young quarterback. But I don't see where they've made up the gap between them and the Ravens. You saw last year they couldn't beat, you know, the better teams on their schedule. I don't see where they've gotten appreciably better to get over that hump. I think Mohamed Sanu, the guy they got in the third round, he'll complement A.J. Green at receiver. But I just don't see where they've gotten better than the Ravens, who the Ravens, I think, are as exciting as anyone in the NFL right now. Everything you saw from Flacco and the offense in the preseason, if they can keep that up even nominally, I think the Ravens win that division easily.
And Aaron, I tend to agree with you because the Bengals' history has been a breakthrough year every now and then.
Exactly.
Right. Never string two or three of those seasons together. So they have to show me. I'm of the same mind.
They just have to beat the better teams. It's one thing.
Yeah.
They've got some talent now, finally, on the offensive side of the ball. It's one thing to be able to go up and down the field on the lesser defenses and the lesser teams, but you've got to be able to do it consistently against the better competition if you want to make that jump. And again, I just don't see it yet. Now, maybe they come into this year and they surprise me, and maybe that happens. But as of right now, the moves they've made, as the team is constituted right now, I just don't see it.
Now, if your children had been misbehaving, would you sit them down at 1 o'clock Sunday and make them watch the Jaguars and the Vikings?
Hey, yeah, I think it's going to be a shootout.
I don't. Actually, I think the opposite. I think both teams are going to want to run the ball a lot.
Two great running backs who may not play much, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Although, it'll give way to two lesser-known backs that are exciting to watch. Dobie Gerhardt,
yeah.
He can run the football.
Yeah, he filled in
and
well
Rashard
last year.
Rashard Jennings is finally healthy and looking fantastic in preseason. I think both of these teams want to run the ball. I think, ultimately, week one in the Metrodome, Vikings fans will not have had their souls broken yet by their team. I think they're going to be loud, and it's going to be miserable for Blaine Gabbert. When they do get in third and long and have to throw it, Jared Allen and the Hillbilly Brigade are going to be in his lap. It's just it'll get late real early for Jacksonville, I fear.
I was going to say we need to get Toby Gerhardt, Danny Woodhead, and a bunch of other guys in the league that we could find and maybe put them in the zoo so we can get them to procreate. I thought the white halfback was extinct.
very nice.
Yeah,
very
but
nice.
Hey, I mean, looking at that game, Jacksonville kind of surprised me. I know it's preseason, but they were chucking the ball all around. There's always one team that surprises, and I know the turnover rate is what, five new teams every year in the playoffs. I don't think Jacksonville or Minnesota, that team's by far, but, you know, I do think that there are – we talk about parity all the time, that the bottom of the league is going to get closer to the middle of the league more so, and
absolutely.
I think the top of the league gets closer to the middle of the league as well.
The question is once you get – like you're talking about the Bengals. Once you have some success sustaining it,
yeah.
The better teams are better run on top. The ownership is the – kind of most devalued position in professional sports, especially in the NFL. The teams that have the best ownership, that are the best run from on top, are continually, perennially playoff contenders. That's not a coincidence. For teams like, I think Minnesota is finally going about it the right way. I think Jacksonville finally has an owner who really wants to do it the right way. But yeah, ultimately this year, but the team I'm thinking of as far as that goes, that kind of jump, it may not be in wins and losses, but it'll definitely be in on the field of play, the type of football they play, as the St. Louis Rams. I think no one's talking about them. I think they have a good chance to upset the Lions on Sunday. They have a killer running back combination. They have a very underrated quarterback, and I think Steve Smith has been an excellent addition to that wide receiver core, along with their draft pick Brian Quick. I just think they're going to surprise a bunch of teams on their schedule.
Aaron Nagler with us from the Bleacher Report, covers the NFL. Finally, how about the late game Sunday night? I guess everybody in the AFC West is a contender, and they get it started with the Chargers at the Raiders. What do you see there?
I see the Raiders in an upset. I think a lot of people see Phillip Rivers. They see that offense. They want to pick, you know, the high-flying offense, so to speak. But I think, especially early when everybody's, you know, nominally healthy, I think Darren McFadden is going to pound the football. Carson Palmer will have a lot of opportunity off play action against a Chargers defense that had major trouble on third down last year. They look to have gotten a little bit more pass rush. But I think in the black hole, late Monday night, I smell a Raiders upset there.
Aaron Nagler joining us, Bleacher Report. Aaron, last thing for you, the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins. I think the Houston Texans could end up with one of the best records in the AFC. I personally think the Miami Dolphins are going to be the worst team in the league. Your take on both teams, and do you see that with the Dolphins probably drafting number one overall and maybe regretting taking Tannehill?
Yeah, the whole Barkley thing, that's quite possible. I mean, you just never know in the end. I mean, they do look like serious contenders for the first overall pick, but you'd never know. I think Joe Philbin's a very good football coach, and I think they may surprise some people. And just for the Texans, they are definitely Super Bowl contenders. I have them getting to the AFC Championship game and losing to the Patriots, but ultimately I would not be surprised in the least to see them in the Super Bowl. They are immensely talented on both sides of the ball. They have an offense that can run the ball down your throat. They can score a lot of points. And on defense, they have one of the most dominant front sevens in the league, along with the 49ers. So they'll definitely be right there. I think that game is going to be really unfortunate to watch if you're a Miami fan.
So are you spending opening day at Lambeau?
I wish I was. I'm actually at work. I'm going to be at the Bleacher Report office.
Gotcha.
Covering all the games.
You can't just focus on one. You got them all, right?
Got them all.
Aaron, thanks for the visit. We'll talk to you next week.
No problem. Talk to you soon.